Blog Talk Radio.
Assalamu alaikum. الحمد لله ثم الحمد لله. That is, all unqualified praise is due to Allah, and after that, all unqualified praise is due to Allah. Alhamdulillah, الذي أنزل علينا كتاب مبين. Praise be to Allah who sent down upon us His book most clear. وكان آخر ما نزل من آياته اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم وتممت عليكم نعمتي ورديت لكم الإسلام الدين. And revealing the last ayah, this day have I perfected for you your way of life, have completed my favor upon you, and have preferred for you al-Islam as your way of life. Wa nashhadu an la ilaha illallah, and we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment, that there is no object of worship except Allah. Lahul mulku, His is the kingdom. Wa lahul hamd, to Him is due all unqualified praise. Bi yadihi al-khayr, in His hand is all good. Wa huwa ala kulli shay'in qadir, and He has power over all things. Wa nashhadu anna sayyidina Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. And we bear open and sound testimony without hesitation, reservation, or embarrassment that Muhammad, to whom the Quran is revealed, is His slave servant, His last and final prophet. We say, Allahumma salli wa sallam wa barak ala sayyidina Muhammad. Send your prayers, your peace, and your blessings upon our leader Muhammad, wa ala alihi, and upon his family, wa sahbihi, and upon his companions, ajma'in, all of them. Wa ya ayyuhal muslimun, and to you, O Muslims, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillah, wa jumu'a mubarak. Amma ba'd, a'uzu billahi min ash-shaytan rajim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina aminu, istajibu lillahi wa rasuli, idha da'a'ukum lima yuhyikum. وَعَلَمُوا أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْءِ وَقَلْبِهِ وَأَنَّهُ إِلَيْهِ تُحْشَرُونَ. صدق الله العظيم. Allah the Mighty has spoken the truth. An expression of this, the 24th ayah of the 8th chapter of the Quran, Surah Al-Anfal, chapter 8, Surah 8. O you who believe, respond to Allah and to the Messenger when He calls you to that which will give you life. And know that Allah intervenes between a man and his heart, and that to him will be gathered, to him you will all be gathered. Hajj al-Sawm, another reading from the 23rd verse of the 27th surah of the Quran. Inni wajhatu amra'atan tamlikuhum wa utiyat min kulli shay wallaha arshun azim. Sadaqallahu al-Azim. An expression of this is, indeed, I found there a woman ruling them, and she has been given of all things, and she has a great throne. And this, of course, is said of Bilqis in the surah, where the story of Sulaiman, I believe it's surah An-Naml, if I'm not incorrect, the ant, where Bilqis had a great throne. And the story is around who will bring me her throne, and about Suleiman. And very rich for this whole topic. But moving forward from that, we're continuing on the subject of manhood, masculinity, and the woman. The woman, and the whole subject is manhood, the degeneration of masculinity in modern times. But in relationship to the woman, we have come to that part which essentially is under the title, the positive side of the feminine's negative aspect, the positive side of the feminine's negative aspect. I have a little introductory comment that I just have to make. Mashallah, you know, I'm learning, and a part of this is education, that sometimes I don't try to, for Jum'ah, I don't try to deal a lot with some of the details of Lughat al-Arabiyya of the Quran, because every letter, every word, it just opens up so much. You think 17 parts is long, if you do. It's like, what if I was only dealing with the Arabic and the grammar and the other, you know, lexical connections of the word? It's like, man, it'd be part 170. Allahu alam, this is no boast. I'm just telling you that. So I guess on one side of it, it's kind of like a quasi-apology on one level, because my point was to try to, and is to, well, how can we get abbreviate it? Maybe we can abbreviate it a little bit by doing this. And I say, okay, well, just go a couple of the words and just kind of match them up, then condense it, and then do it like that. Okay, so I wind up looking at the word marat. The word marat, it all started there. And then, of course, it went from there. Because last week, you might remember, we ended speaking about the communication between males and females and how the woman makes us a better listener, and then women make us a better communicator just because of the way that she communicates. And of course, there are like 10 other attributes and qualities that just come from interacting with her with an awareness of that, which is sometimes frustrating to men. That's the only reason I use the terminology negative aspect, not because it's negative in the way that we generally understand negative. It's because this is generally a source of frustration. A general source of really confusion. It's like, why don't you just say what you mean? Why don't you just tired of guessing? Feel like you're testing me or something. You know what I'm saying? I got to come up with the right answer. You know? That's when you don't understand. But then after you understand, oh, that's just your nature. It's just how it is. Okay, good. Go ahead. I'll just learn how to speak your genderless. I'll learn how to speak your language. And inshallah, if she would learn the way that men communicate, and so she can, let's call it code switch, when she does. But all that being said, I wound up looking at man and woman from this perspective. So let me just, simple summary, let's call it. Because it is to say that some of these things don't have as much of a benefit without some of these predicates It's no sense of telling you something and you don't have the connecting sinew, if you don't have the connecting logic for it. It can sound good, but if you don't know, okay, where'd that come from? What's the grounds for it? And therefore, what should I do? That's what I'm always looking for. I want to give you something you can walk away acting on in that respect. So all I can do is just thank you for your patience with regard to that. But a very quick kind of elevator summary of what I want you to understand today. The Arabic terms for men and women, I'm very, very particular, men and women, as in Arabic, the terminology is collective nouns. Collective nouns. When you say collective nouns, meaning that this is a noun that applies to the whole class of whatever you're talking about, right? You say bugs, then bugs is a collective noun for bugs. That includes everything that would be described as a bug, right? Okay, men is a collective noun for males on one level, but then also for humanity at another level, right? Women, a collective noun for that group that we call the female, the woman, women taken together all as a group. Okay, now that's English. In the Arabic, you have annas. Annas, we know that. Kul, most of us, it's among the first surahs that we learn how to recite. Kul, a'uzu bi rabbin nas, malikin nas, ilahin nas. These are among the first that we learn. Annas, and we translate that, you know, man or mankind. Why? Because annas is a collective noun. All right. Then these khutbah, they began with the cornerstone as the verse, with the verse as a cornerstone, ayah 34 of surah 4, and the name of that chapter, the title of chapter is An-Nisa. An-Nisa. So you have An-Nas, you have An-Nisa. Sound very similar. Automatically you should hear some very similar sound there. But here's the point. There is no singular form of the term annas, men. There's no one word grounded in that annas. You have to go to some rajulun. Rajulun is a man. It's one of the words for a man, but we're going to go to another one. But this, in terms of looking for a singular male, one of the ways of saying a single man is rajulun. Rajulun. All right? But for as far as the collective noun, that noun and nas, there is no singular form of that term and nas. Okay? For the woman and nisa, that verse, in fact, that's the title of the chapter, and nisa translated as the women. So the whole chapter is named for the collective group with the collective noun and nisa. There is no single like some words you can find a single form of that, of the word, you can find a form of it in the singular, from the same root, in the singular. That is not the case with annas, that is not the case with annisa. So when you say annas, that's men. When you say annisa, that's women. So it's not even a word that we say nisa. When we say nisa, and we have people who are named Nisa. Many of us know somebody named Nisa, most certainly in the Bay, you know, at least two of them, you know. But alhamdulillah, we think about that in the singular, but that's not singular. And there's nothing wrong with having the name Nisa, and it's talking about one person. Fine, because I've already told you, every woman, not only is she the embodiment of all women, she's also the embodiment of the universe itself. And we already explained that, so we're not going to go back over it. So the point is, no problem in her wearing a collective noun as a personal name. Alhamdulillah, Rabbil Alameen, because it is true. So, but grammatically speaking, there is no singular form of an-nisa, and there is no singular form of anas with those base stems, right? And we should go ahead and say that the base stem for the female is nun, sin, waw. Nun, sin, waw, and you can talk about, you know, weak letters where the waw can either be an aleph or a hamza, et cetera. And then there's debate as to whether there is really an aleph or whether the hamza is really the letter. And when you see aleph, it's just really the chair for the hamza. But see, this is all a part of the grammatical reach of that. But the point is that these two terms, and nisa and anas, they do have the same three base stems, but they're not in the same order. Is nun, waw, sin, that's the man, or the men. And the other one is nun, sin, waw, and that's the female. What's the message for us? One of the messages, Allah knows that. One of the messages is that they're the same thing, but with a different arrangement. I can tell by your laugh you get that. That's right. Yes, we are. We are the same thing, but with a different arrangement. But then remember, as we touched on, Allah says, Laysa dhakara kal untha. So now he's not using an-nisa or an-nas. Laysa dhakara, which is now another term for a single man, even though it's also speaking about the group of men. Men are not like women, or the man, speaking as a class, the man is not like untha, the woman. But here you get two other terms that are talking about this separate individual, we're going to say, individual men and women, males or females. So when God said, Laysa dhakara kal untha, then he's also saying, he said, literally saying, they are not like each other. And so you can look at it and say, well, yeah, on one level, surface, they say, they are not like each other. But there are other ways on the surface, they say, yeah, we are like each other. We have some minor protrusions, if you will, that differentiate us. But overall, it's generally the same. Well, you got to go beneath that. You got to go beneath that. Female DNA doesn't look like the male DNA. And that's what really makes the male and the female who and what they are. So when you look at them without the benefit of physiology and anatomy, look at them in their composition, no, they're not like it. So Allah is obviously, for us, Allah is always true. So, okay, so the Arabic term men and women and nisa'un, these are terms for collective men, collective women. Now, two other terms that match, mar'i and mar'atun. And mar'atun, which is for the single woman or individual, a woman, mar'atun or imra'atun. Imra'atun or marratun. And again, these two are also same root. Same root. Mara'a, mimra hamza, mara'a. And then you have the tera mabuta to make it feminine, mara'atun. So now we're talking about the single, actual, concrete, male, female, individual, man, woman, mar'i, mar'atun, or imra'atun. Now these two, so now you have a pair that's a collective, and then you have a pair that's individual. The collective pair is in the anas and nisa. That's the collective. Men as a total group, women as a total group, labeled anas and nisa. Now, to the particular individual man, mar'i. This is in the verse, just as one example. Where it says, أَنَّ اللَّهَ يَحُولُ بَيْنَ الْمَرْعِ وَقَلْبِ. And Allah hoovers, the Imam translates it, Rahimahullah alayhi, he translates, and Allah hoovers between a man and his heart. And there's a big lesson for qadr in that, but I dare not say another word about qadr right now. So between mar'i, so mar'i translates as man, but it's speaking to an individual male. Not that only applies to the individual male, but Allah is simply saying, every individual, you have aspirations, you have something that you're trying to accomplish, meaning your heart is turned towards something, your desire is to achieve something. Well, between you and what you desire is Allah. You can want something, but if Allah doesn't want it for you, then He stands between you and what you want. And that's a big message for Qadr. Big message for Qadr. Just continue to reflect on it. All right. So all of these, they hold the meaning that the role of marriage, all it goes to that. The very words themselves, every word that I've talked about, and Nisa, and Nas, those collective words and what they mean and what they're rooted in, and Mar'i, and Mar'atun, individually what they represent, in their meanings, in the meanings of the Quranic Arabic terms. So I've given you four terms, two of them collective nouns for the whole body of men and women, the other two for individual male and female, two different words, two different sets of words. All right. But when understood, and Allah knows best, and Nas and An-Nisa is speaking to marriage and the effects of marriage. Mar'i and Mar'atun and Imra'atun, the base stem for both of those, they also are speaking to marriage, and even more directly than the other, because the other is abstract and universal. When you get down to the Mar'i and Mar'atun, now you get the particular and the behavioral expectation in the word, which if you would obey it, you would get what Allah promises through the institution. Okay. All right. Okay, and what is the root? Pardon me? Let me go back. Al-insan. So we talked about mankind. Al-insan. Now let's go some definition. Al-insan. Base stem alif nun sin. Alif nun sin. Al-insan, what does it mean as a word? A dictionary definition of the word. It means to be or become sociable, companionable, conversable, inclined to company or conversation, friendly, amicable, or familiar, meaning like family. That's what familiar is. It's like family. Or familiar. In other words, what it means is to become socialized or civilized. When you become socialized or civilized, now you are al-insan, not before that. To understand the value of making that distinction is this. We say, yeah, the Ummah is having crab feed tomorrow, whatever, and it's sold out, FYI. So don't bother. Yeah, that's good. That's like the Warriors, there's always next year. Let's move on. So in terms of inside, we say the Ummah is this, the Ummah is that. We don't have Ummah. You say you have community. Community is a collection of individuals who share some things in common. Common unity, they share. But you don't have Ummah until you do all the things for yourself that you are now depending on some other and every other institution, race, or what have you, to do for you. If the Muslims don't have a closed system for their education, for their governance, for their culture, for their business, for their legal decisions, if we don't have that we control and that we decide, we don't have Ummah. Okay. So don't use that term Ummah so loosely. All right, similarly with Al-Insan. Al-Insan is someone who has become socialized and civilized. And here's one of the meanings that you can read the verse differently. When God says subhanahu wa ta'ala, He says, فَأَكِمْ وَجْهَكَ لِدِينَ حَنِيفًا فِطْرَةَ اللَّهِ لَتِي فَطْرَ النَّاسِ. It's all included there. فَطْرَ النَّاسَ عَلَيْهَا. Al-insan, al-nas, these are the same words. They are synonymous in what their meaning is. خطر الناس عليها. It says the civilization, the society, translating it as a nas as civilization, society, it has been patterned, it has been originated. خطر الناس عليها, meaning that there's the nature of creation, there's human beings. Now, when the human being comes into existence and discovers and obeys and conforms to the message of creation that's already in their nature, and they build a society based on nature and based on their relationship to what Allah has ordered in nature, that's when you have civilization. You don't have civilization until the nature in you is manifest in institutions in the society. Fatara an-nas alay. So when Allah says fatara an-nas alay, don't just stop and say, yeah, we've been made on we individually, macrocosm, microcosm. Yeah, we like that. So I'm the universe, walk around. Wait, hold up. That's not the end of the story. Yes, abstractly, yes, that's true. But where is the civilization that's supposed to be born of that relationship and that knowledge and that insight? You know what I'm saying? Come on now, it's just like me. I'm not asking you to say it. That's just a Bilalian habit. That's just what we talk. I say, come on now, like you're supposed to root or say amen or something. No, that's just, we just talk that way. So it's like I'm just sitting across from the table with you, so we talk like that. Okay, so the point is that there's a result that's supposed to be manifest from what it is that we say we believe. And if we haven't realized what it is in actuality, what we believe in, then we're not there yet. That's it. I think we got that. All right. So to become al-insan, we have to become socialized and civilized upon the order that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has established in creation and that is established in the revelation that's modeled for us by Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We have to duplicate that wherever we are. No matter how satisfied we might be with whatever it has been done so far, I'm good, we better than him. It's like, okay. But are you where Allah wants you to be? I'm speaking collectively. Are you where Allah wants you to be collectively? Does Allah want his believer, his servant, to be under the foot and the authority of those who reject what Allah has ordered for them? You think that's what Allah wants? But Allah said, look, I have set it up such that you earn by what you do. If you don't do what I tell you to do, well, that's just like not taking your meds, man. It's like, what did you expect? Let's move on. Stop complaining. It's like that old Trump. Yeah, Trump doing what he's meant to do. He might be perfect at it. Let's move on. MashaAllah. Okay. In Quranic Arabic, the true pairing of the term for a man and for a woman is reflected in the Quranic Arabic term mar'i, which is for one man, mar'i, and mar'at or imra'at, for one woman. They are both from the same base stem, mim, ra, hamza, or aleph, depending on what side of the debate you are on in terms of what's a huruf or which is not. Hamza or aleph, but it doesn't matter. It's what matters to some. Mim, ra, we're going to say hamza. All right. So this mar'i and this base stem, what is it in its root meaning? Now, I'm giving you another definition. Al-insan came from the an-nas, and it came from that, those two early pairings, collective man, collective woman. Now we're down at the particular level, mar'i, mar'atun, imra'atun. We're down there now, particularly. Now let's see what's inside of that word. It means, dictionary definition, in the habit of doing what is approved and shunning what is held base or low. It means also to preserve the soul from filthy actions, to be possessed of manly perfection or manly virtue or moral goodness. It means to give food on the occasion of building a house or marrying. So in the collect, I'm abbreviating. So in the collective man, woman, the collective now man, woman, el insan, God says, لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانُ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانُ فِي أَحْسَنِ التَّقْوِيمِ. When Allah says He created the human being in the most excellent mold and structure, now we understand, with a beneficial understanding would be to mean that لَقَدْ خَلَقْنَا الْإِنسَانُ, my design for civilization is excellent. The source of the civilization that I intend for you all human beings to become, the ladder to climb on, is excellence. Mediocrity does not create civilization. Also ran, that's good enough, doesn't build civilization. Builds civilization. Excellence in what? كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. Prophet Muhammad says, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he says, كَتَبَ اللَّهُ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. كَتَبَ الْإِحْسَانَ عَلَى كُلِّ شَيْءٍ. I'm just getting too excited up here.
Okay. Somebody was talking about the Holy Ghost this morning. I got to watch out. I think the Holy Ghost might be getting me up here.
Now, كتب الإحسان على كل حديث محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's talking about the knife for the zabiha. That's the primary point of it. Says when you do the zabiha, make sure your knife is sharp. So it's caused the least amount of pain to the animal, and the way you're told to do it is like it's done. So he said, this is the same way that you're supposed to do everything as a Muslim. You're supposed to do everything with excellence. Never does a believer endeavor a thing, but he seeks to perfect it. Whatever that might be, I'm just trying to be a Muslim, man. I'm trying to be a Muslim. And that's good. Keep trying. But you're not the one that's going to build the civilization. The one that's going to build the civilization is the one that said, no, that's not good enough. Oh, that's good. I know you like it. Yeah. But that's not good enough.
So you can see how Negroes can't build civilization, right?
I mean, I know it's funny. I know it's funny. But that's a Negro problem. We start something. Damn, if we just can't finish it. I'm talking, it's 95% done. But then that Negro switch, click, and Negro walk away from the job. He gonna walk away from the job. And he don't even know why. It's negrosis. Now look up the word necrosis and then apply that to so-called black people. They say, oh, that's what we suffer from. Negrosis. But if you become a Muslim and a believer, negrosis is gone. And what is the meaning of this word? It's the habit of doing things that the habit of doing what is approved and shunning what is base, preserving the soul from filthy actions, to be possessed of manly perfection and manly virtue or moral goodness, to give food on the occasion of building a house or marrying. So the Quranic Arabic term for a single woman, I've been avoiding using the term single when I talk about a man, you know, one man. But now, with that background, a single man, meaning, well, give me a single piece of paper. That means just one. Okay? Single dollar, just one. So now, without confounding, deliberately bringing in the implications of the term a single man.
and deliberately bringing in the implications of the term a single woman. Look at the Arabia, the Quranic Arabic term, mar'i, a single man. Imra'atun, mar'atun, a single female. A single woman, better said. And in the Quran, 24:32, it says what? Marry those who are single among you. You know the verse, the Quran says, and let there be traffic and trade amongst you with mutual goodwill. That's the Quran. What is that? That's an order. That's not a suggestion from God. That's an order. Let there be traffic and trade amongst you with mutual goodwill. Now, how much business are Muslims doing with Muslims? That's what an economy is. An economy is circulating wealth amongst you. And Quran is saying with goodwill. To the extent that there's a gap and the money, when it flows from me and then it stops going in the loop of the community, it will never become an ummah if it doesn't develop an economy. And the economy is closing the gaps between the inflow and the outflow of money into that group. So there is a behavioral linkage between the very words mar'i. The root of that word, mim, ra, hamza, alif. As a student of Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah alayh, he said the critical thing is the sound of words. And we know that this language, this English language, is a constructed language to fill a certain role. And one of its roles is to reveal and to hide. The English language, it's a language that reveals truth, at the same time it hides it. And how do they succeed in hiding and revealing at the same time? They have two different, not just two, but multiple layers of education. The people on the bottom, you'll be taught just enough for you to go to work for people on the level higher than you. And same for those that you work for, they're working for somebody that's higher than them. And the ones higher than them got an education that level two didn't get. And so down there on the bottom, we way off from the one who level 3, 4, 5 education. Like, that's why they become like aliens and gods to us. What do you mean? It's like, you mean people actually think like that? People actually do those kind of things? People actually exert that kind of power and influence in society? We really can't imagine. I mean, until you, when you grow, you can imagine it. But then also you can see actual models. It's like, there's some. Look, there's angels and devils at the human level operating in the world we live in. Don't just think of angels, beings of light. And that's good. No, I don't want to say it in a way that's disrespectful. With all respect, if you only take that idea that angels are beings of light, and you think that only relates to post this life after you die from this one, then I'm going to see the angels. Now, you better watch out. You might still be in the church. You better watch out. Okay? Because the angels are waiting to serve you right here, right now. Because God said, Sakhara lakum ma fi samawati wa ma fil ard. I have made everything in creation to render service to you, as was the case with Adam. When Adam learned their names and told them their names, then they all bowed down. But not Iblis. And the jinn was made from fire, free from smoke, and Iblis was a jinn. I know I frustrate the hell out of some people that, how this nigga get to know this? I can see the frustration on him. It's like, I thought I had this one figured out. No, hello. Allow me to introduce myself. Alhamdulillah. Allahu alam. Look, listen. We've been at the bottom of the bucket too long. And don't be all scared of how somebody else responds. Oh, you're going to hurt their feeling. Hey, only that devil know who I'm talking to. Now, if it's you, that's another story. We can talk after. But let's move on, Fahim, okay? Here's the point. The point is that Mary is connected with the word Mar'i. You got to ask yourself, as we conclude, why is the word for a man and a woman getting together as husband and wife, why is it called Mary? Now, you do some research on that. Look, why was the word Mary chosen for that relationship? Hiding and revealing at the same time. If it was the Masons and Shriners in here, which I'm not one of them, I know they know that upper levels get higher learning of things even as they get taught. And they know. He's passed away now, so mashallah, he don't have to worry about getting his head cut off or anything like that. He didn't teach me anything, but he mentioned one thing that I'm going to mention now and conclude. He said, what these secret orders, what they actually have, is in the public domain. It's in the public domain. But you just not have been told where to look for it. It's always there. For who? For the initiated. Why? Because they're supposed to run things behind the scenes and keep the order going. But this is the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the Muslim, in that we know your secrets. By the grace of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the Prophet comes, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, I have been sent to do nothing but teach the truth plainly and openly. And Quran said, and the secrets that they give, that they hold, the secret counsel that they hold, is not for anything but corruption. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. Oh Allah, give us the excellent things in this world and excellent things in the world to come and save us from the chastisement of the fire. Ameen. Ameen. Allahu Akbar. Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. All right. When you marry, you naturally come into the habits that mar'i means. What mar'i means, and we read the definition, I may as well say again. When you marry, you naturally come into, this is the very meaning of mar'i, and these are the consequences of marry, M-A-R-R-Y. Here are the consequences. By the very definition of the word that you can read it as Mary, if you read it in an English speaking way. When you marry, you naturally come into the habit of doing what is approved and shunning what is held as base. You preserve your soul from filthy actions. You become possessed with manly / womanly perfection or manly / womanly virtue and moral goodness. Research bears this meaning of the Quran. The term mar'i, research bears it out because research shows that married men and married women report that they are more likely to reject illegal and unethical behavior and are less likely to be involved in criminal activity. So I would ask this question, looking at the rate of recidivism. Has anybody done a study on the relationship between recidivism and remaining unmarried after you get released? The impact of marriage on recidivism, I have an inclination to think, if it's not in general among Muslims, for sure, that it reduces recidivism. Because in the nature of marriage, especially Islamic marriage, you already on the individual level are rejecting those things that are illegal. That's as an individual. But then when you get married, and God bless you, inshallah, if you marry a Muslim woman, marat salihat, huh? It's like, that's kind of like, that's a new lockdown, but it's a good one. So, alhamdulillah, that's marriage. So, God, when we're told to marry, we're told to marry. Do what? Look up the definition and be that. Short version. And that same thing for the collective noun. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَلْتَكُمْ مِنْكُمْ أُمَّةٍ يَدْعُونَ إِلَى الْخَيْرِ تَعْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. God said, let there arise out of you a collective body. That's men and women. Go to An-Nas, An-Nisa, Al-Insan. As a collective body, this is how you do it as a collective body. تَعْمَرُونَ بِالْمَعْرُوفِ وَتَنْحَوْنَ عَنِ الْمُنْكَرِ. Enjoin what is right. Forbid what is wrong. What? As a collective body. That's what you're doing as an individual. That's how you are to be. As a collective. And that's how fitratullahi lati fatara an-nasa alayha. That's how it gets done. If I build as my individual self the life that mar'i actually means, and then I get together with others who are doing the same work on themselves, and then we get together, we become buni al marsus. We become a solid cemented structure. Who can come against that? But if you have non-bricks, anybody can come against it. And they're not tied together, anybody can come against it. You can have a couple of strong bricks. You got a couple of strong bricks, but everything else is clay or cotton candy. Party's over. Marie, we have to become that. Don't just talk about it. Be about it. Otherwise, it's just a costume party. It's definitely not Halloween in Al-Islam. So finally, words mean what they make you do. So once you understand what mar'i is and you understand what it means, if you embrace that meaning, then your behavior should reflect that. Early on, Imam Muhammad, rahimahullah, he taught us words make people. And he told us that man is mind and woman is womb of mind. All of that's abstract, meaning it's true but without detail. It's low resolution. That's not a pejorative statement. It's meaning that that's enough. If you get that and act on that, you're going to make some progress. But when you start unpacking the words and translating them into behavioral processes, now you get the benefit of the wisdom that's in the abstract. So what is the concrete, objective, procedural, behavioral knowledge that's involved? In the light of the Quranic Arabic, understand it. When you understand it, what takes place is that through the marriage, the natural woman makes a natural man more civilized, and vice versa. We civilize each other. A natural woman civilizes a natural man. And a natural man civilizes a natural woman. And it's a process that when we get together with each other and act in line with Allah, who created us and who has ordered our responsibilities mutually, then that's when what Allah promises arises. Really? me want you to really think about, how much are you operating your life upon the recipe that Allah has revealed in the Quran and in the life model of Prophet Muhammad? You ask yourself, like, what am I really operating on? What do you mean? I don't think about it. I just go about doing what I'm, but what's my real map? See, because sometimes you can get satisfied with, I'm all right, bills paid, got a little money, gas in the tank, it's good. What movie come out tonight? Haven't even thought about the larger responsibility of ummah building, which is grounded in marriage and how you treat it. So if we are passive or in denial about it, sister, let me be clear, because I know sometimes when I finish these khutbahs, it's like unleashing you on your husband. So, brother, I'm going to try to give you a little cover, but I can't cover it all. Here's the point, is that you can't talk your way out of what you behave yourself into. It's like, hey, either you got a defense or you ain't got no defense. You know, your defense, you got to plead the fifth or something. You just got to say, hey, sorry, that's the way it is. But let me say this, sister. There's a hadith that's going to come up later, but I'm going to abbreviate it now and conclude, inshallah. Ismail, the son of Ibrahim, alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah's prayers and peace be on both of them. After Ismail he had grown up, I'm just shortening the hadith, and he was living away. This is before all of the developments that happened. And so he was out and away from the house on an occasion, and a man came to where he lived, and he came and he asked, you know, where's your husband? And the woman said, well, he's away, he's out doing so-and-so. And then he asked, well, how's your life? How are things? Right? And then she just started reading how bad things, how wrong things, what's wrong with it. And said, well, just tell him I came by and tell him to change the doorpost. Change the threshold. So then when Ismail got back, he said, what happened? See, they say Siri, they say they ain't listening to you. Now, y'all watch, I got this on camera right now. Now, y'all watch me, I ain't touch nothing. This computer is talking to me now, and I ain't trying to talk to nobody. We live in a surveillance state. I want to get finished too, trust that, but CIA interrupted us, man, so I gotta finish my point. So in terms of a change of threshold, is what he said. So Ismail said, who came? He said, well, a man came. What did he look like? He looked like this and like that. He said, what did he say? He said, give you the greetings and change the doorpost. He said, oh, that was my father, and he told me to divorce you. So here, take this and go back to your family. Then he was away another time. And same thing happened. Who we know now is Abraham. He came by. He said, where's your husband? Oh, he's away. And then said, how's your life? And so she talked about how good things were and how this and how that, et cetera. And then he said, okay, well, give him my greetings and tell him I said, keep the door posted. So when he came back, asked the question, she replied to what he said. He said, oh, that was my father. And he said that you're a good keeper of the house. You're good for our household. It strengthened the marriage, right? Big part of the message is, sister, you set the tone for your house. You set the tone for your house. So, I mean, a lot of things can be said about that. I'm not going to spend more time on it, but I'm saying be careful about how you in your own nature respond to a natural proclivity of yours. I am trying to finish. A natural proclivity It's a natural proclivity for a woman to criticize. It's a natural. She should keep it all the time. However, it has to be managed. She has to, just like a man has to manage his own anger, his own haste, his own appetite, his own impatience, man has to manage. But that's the way it says, خُلِقَ الْإِنسَانُ ضَعِيفًا. Man was created with this weakness. And there's also another one that says man was created in haste, which means what? We have a tendency to be hasty. We have a tendency to be impatient. That's a man. And there's a certain level that we need to be impatient. We need to be hasty about some things. You know, he who hesitates is lost and all the rest of that. And he's like, you move too slow, you're going to get ate up. So our proclivity is to move fast, but sometimes you move too fast. That's why, sister, sometimes you are our regulator. He said, okay, pump your brakes. And then he said, now, you say you're going to do this, and that's good. It looks good. It's beautiful. But explain how this is going to happen. And he said, damn, you don't never support nothing I'm doing. I mean, I'm just asking. It seems like it's going to have to be some magic or some superstition working to make this part happen. So the point is that she's not to give up her nature to seek improvement, but you can't go overboard. So you have to regulate your own disposition in that regard. More to be said, inshallah. May Allah guide us, help us, forgive us our shortcomings and errors. ربنا هب لنا من ازواجنا وذرياتنا قرة عين واجعلنا للمتقين اماما. Oh Allah, give us mates and offspring that will be beautiful in our eyes. And give us the grace to be examples for righteous people. Oh Allah, bless us with the habit of doing what is approved and the habit of shunning what is degrading our lives and the life of society. Oh Allah, preserve our souls from filthy actions. Oh Allah, bless us to become possessed by human perfection. Bless us to become models of human virtue. Bless us to become lovers and promoters of moral goodness. Oh Allah, bless us to build beautiful homes and successful marriages. And in Allahu Akbar. Wa Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. لا إله إلا الله سيدنا محمد رسول الله استو سكينة يحمكم الله وتابكم الله make our will straight and even leave no space between the shaitan and the divided if our will is not straight our heart's going to do الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل يا أيها الكافرون لا أعبد ما تعبدون ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد ولا أنا عابد ما عبدتم ولا أنتم عابدون ما أعبد لكم دينكم ولي الدين الله أكبر سمع الله لمن حمدا الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين قل أعوذ برب الناس ملك الناس إله الناس من شر وسواس الخناس الذي يوسوس في صدور الناس من الجنة والناس. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمدا. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. ذكر الله. سبحان الله. الحمد لله. الله أكبر. له لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم لا تأخذه سنة ولا نوم له ما في السماوات وما في الأرض من ذا الذي يشفع عنده إلا بإذنه يعلم ما بين أيديهم وما خلفهم ولا يحيطون بشيء من علمه إلا بما شاء وسيع كرسيه السماوات والأرض لا يعوده حفظهما وهو العلي العظيم. اللهم صل الله محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. الفاتحة. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين الرحمن الرحيم مالك يوم الدين إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين اهدنا الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين. آمين. Also, brothers and sisters, we want you to, may Allah accept our prayer, we want you to keep in your prayers all those who are suffering illness and difficulties that you know of and that you don't know of. Keep them in your dua. And if you haven't seen somebody for a while, you need to check on them. A couple of people I haven't seen for a while, both nationally and locally, you need to check on those people. And also, Ramadan, inshallah, is anticipated around the 23rd of April. So it'll be around figures 23rd of April to 23rd of May. So start getting ready as that goes. There was a note about Mali that I'm not remembering right now. Let's see. You're invited to simply register for Mali. Mali is the ongoing online, one of the best online Quranic Arabic learning platforms associated with our language. So it's very, very important. Assalamu alaikum. Assalamu alaikum.